this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The president did as he said he would on the campaign trail, signing an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. 10% for China, 25% for Mexico and Canada, America's largest trading partners, 10% on Canadian oil. Mexico's president says tariffs are coming for the U.S. Canada says the same. President Trump says if you do, you'll get worse. Bad news for U.S. school kids.
New results from a national exam find that America's children have continued to lose ground on reading skills in the wake of the pandemic and have made little improvement in math. The national exam results also show while the highest performing students have started to regain lost ground, lower performing students are falling further behind. Given every 2 years to a sample of America's children, the National Assessment of Educational Progress is seen as one of the best gauges of the academic progress of the U.S. school system. John Scott reporting.
Costco and the Teamsters have cut a deal.
The Costco Teamsters National Negotiating Committee has reached a tentative agreement for a new contract, which still has to be presented to membership for a vote before approval. However, this averts a strike. Costco has 219,000 U.S. employees. The union represents 18,000 of them in six states. Teamsters members were demanding Costco make a contract offer that reflects its sales and profit growth. Revenue at the company rose 5% to $254 billion in its most recent fiscal year. I'm Julie Walker.
Federal authorities have arrested a former Federal Reserve senior advisor for allegedly giving inside economic information to China for a whole lot of money in return. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Serbia, and I should say students in Serbia, have blocked a Danube bridge today after spending the night in tents and sleeping bags as part of their growing anti-graft movement demanding major changes in the Balkan country. Dozens of farmers parked tractors by the Freedom Bridge in the northern city of Novi Sad, saying they want to guard the students from incidents and potential attacks by sympathizers of Serbia's powerful President Aleksandar Vučić. Novi Sad residents brought them food and drink as well. Student protests were triggered by the November 1st collapse of a concrete canopy at the central train station in Novi Sad that killed 15. A helicopter has crashed in the northern Philippines, killing the pilot, who was the only person on board after she had transported a passenger to a nearby city. Philippines officials say the four-seater, owned by a domestic carrier, took off from the capital, Manila, on Saturday for the northern Bangui city, where it then crashed after leaving again. News and analysis at townhall.com. A new nature study from India indicates success in protecting its native tigers.
India's National Tiger Conservation Authority estimates the country has around 3,600 tigers, around 75% of the global wild tiger population. The study in the journal Science says that some local communities near tiger habitats have also benefited from the rising number because of revenues brought in by ecotourism. The recovery has had other ecological benefits, as the conservation efforts also protect other species like elephants and leopards.
BBC correspondent Anbara Ifinan. Luka Doncic led Dallas to the NBA Finals last season. Anthony Davis won a championship for the LA Lakers a couple of years ago, and now they're switching teams. Blockbuster overnight trade as Doncic being traded by the reigning Western Conference champion Mavericks to the Lakers for Davis. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
Temperatures will get milder into Monday and Tuesday. In the meantime, to wrap up this weekend, an increase in cloud cover today as the high hits 38 with a light breeze out of east and southeast and overcast conditions tonight with a low hovering near 33 degrees. Tomorrow with a mix of clouds and sunshine and a light breeze out of the south, the high should hit 56. On Tuesday, plenty of sun with a high of 56, but then cloudy and colder Wednesday. There may be an early mix of snow and sleet and some rain for the afternoon hours with a high in the upper 30s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and that's what we're going to talk about today. I've had calls this week and emails, and we've got lots of questions that I want to share with you because I figure somebody's calling me and asking me specific questions, that may be something that you all would like to be hearing about. One of the things I got a call about was, what do you know, when you get ready to go to settlement, what do you need to bring? What are the last minute things you need to do? So I thought I'd just make a list and let's go over some of them. By the way, if you'd like to talk to us right now, our call in number 410-922-6680. So in making this list, now this is after they've already moved and they've already packed and all the stuff is on the moving truck. We're not talking about, packing household goods. These are things that you need to get ready to go to settlement. Number one, all the keys. Collect as many keys as you can. And if you've been living in a house for 20, 30, 40 years, you may have keys out there that you don't even know about. Maybe workmen, maybe babysitters, maybe contractors, etc. Various family members. So I'm going to suggest to anybody who is moving into a new home, go ahead and have your locks changed because you just don't know who has those keys. But right now we're focusing on what the seller needs to do the last day. The same thing with garage door openers. Get your garage door openers. Get the codes together. Maybe get the information so that they can change those codes. Have a security system. Leave the security code number so it can be changed. Give them the phone number of the security system. Turn it off when you go there so they don't accidentally turn it on and start their move-in day with an alarm going off. Don't forget, you should have already contacted the gas and electric company if you've got those services. It's better to do that a few days before, like if you're selling, call them, let them know what your move date is. Buyers, you need to also call and let them know to switch it in your name. And sellers, you don't want to turn the gas and electric off. You just want to let them know to switch it that day or stop it that day. The buyer then calls in and starts it in their name. your water bill. There's nothing for you to do. That's taken care of through the settlement company. Home insurance. Make sure that when you settle afterwards, you cancel your home insurance. Find what warranties you may have in the house. Maybe you have a furnace warranty. Maybe you have a roof warranty. Maybe you have appliance warranties. Maybe you have a BGE warranty. Get them together all in one pile for the new buyers. The same with manuals. Do you have the manuals for your oven and your dishwasher and your garage door opener? All those things, possibly the things that you have recently put in. Make sure that you check on your mail. Yes, you've probably already contacted the post office. You forward the mail. One of the things that I suggest, take a large self-addressed stamped envelope, maybe a couple of them, and leave them at the house with a note in case any stray mail comes in, anything that looks important. It could be put right into that envelope and it could be mailed back to you or at least notify you that it is there at the house. That makes it a lot easier on the new buyer. They don't have to think about, should we throw this away or should we not? This also should have been done, that you've stopped your subscriptions to your papers, to your magazines, any of those things that come on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. Security codes. Make sure you have all of the different security codes and the extra, we talked about this, the extra miscellaneous keys. You may have a key for a safe in the house. You may have keys for your shed. You may have separate keys for your storage container your storage lockers outside. And again, all of those or many of them have keys with locks. Get them all together. Be nice. Go ahead and mark them. Check on, do you have any outstanding payments? Think about, did you have the snow removed this year? Did you have the lawn service there? Did you have an electrician out? Did you have any kind of contractor payments that you still owe? Make sure that that is taken care of. Okay, let's go really to the day of settlement, or right before the settlement. Have you reviewed your settlement statement from your title company? Get that as soon as it's ready. Sellers, if you can possibly get a preliminary closing statement, just so you can check to make sure there's no gross errors on there. You get an idea of the amount that you're going to get. By the way, buyers also do the same thing so that you know how much that you need to send to the title company. Decide on whether you want a check or you want it wired to your bank. If you want it wired, make sure you have wire instructions for your bank account. Here's a very simple one. I've seen it happen a couple of times where it was forgotten and settlement was delayed. Don't forget your ID. Bring a driver's license. Sounds simple. You got there by driving. Don't forget to bring your driver's license. And then confirm the time, the date of the settlement. Get an address. Get a phone number of where the settlement is going to be. And one last thing, before you go to settlement, don't forget to eat something. We don't want your blood sugar low. So that's part of my list of what I tell my sellers what to do when we're getting ready to go to settlement. Been talking to people when I have been showing houses and giving feedback to the sellers when buyers come through the house, when agents come through the house. And I thought I would kind of make a list for you of some of the observations that I've made about what you hear when you are showing a house. Let me give you some ideas of what it is. When buyers tour a house for sale, they give various signals. I call them buying signals. It kind of indicates their level of interest. If they ask about room sizes or how to fit specific pieces of furniture, maybe it's a china buffet. If they suggest, wonder if my sofa or my piano will fill this space. Maybe they are talking about the color of the carpet, whether they like it, whether they don't like it, the curtains, picking out minor defects. Again, all of these things may, instead of you thinking, oh, they're speaking badly about my house, they may be negotiating. They may be trying to find out what's wrong. But as far as the measuring for the china buffet, maybe they are really thinking about purchasing that house. When they say, I don't like a color of a carpet or a wall, instead of taking that personally, you can always come back and say, really? What color would you paint it? Talking about price, if they start discussing price, the price seems high, it may be a sign that they're weighing their options. They may be thinking, can we afford this house? We want to do certain renovations. Or they may just be thinking, maybe they're interested, because if they weren't interested, why are they even thinking about the price of the house? When some of the other buying signals, when they're asking about the neighborhood, maybe they mention that the street is busy or they are concerned about the pool. It kind of hints on how they're going to live in the house. But questions like, where does the bus stop? Tell me about the homeowners associations, how much, when they start questioning the taxes and heating costs. These all may be buying signals. Then they may talk about structural elements, like, is this wall load-bearing? From watching so much HGTV, it seems like many of our buyers come in and right away they say, let's take this wall, let's take that wall out, I want an open concept. Again, if that kind of question comes up, I would suggest bring a contractor in. If you're interested, I don't know if that's a load-bearing wall. Let's get that checked out. Ask about what they need. When a buyer says, when does a seller want to sell? When does the seller need to be out? What's the seller's deadline? Why don't you switch that right back to the buyer and ask what they need? What's your timeline? Do you need a fast settlement? Do you need time to sell your house? These are all ways to respond when you are showing a house to someone. And listen to the children. Children start expressing preferences when they are in a house. If you've got more than one kid, you will hear them say, no, I get this room. I'm the oldest. They're starting to fight a little bit about the homes. Kids give you really good signals. And sometimes you can just say, do you like this house? And you get some interesting answers from that. Again, you should really know how to respond to these signals. When somebody says, does that stay? And that could be anything from a piece of furniture to a chandelier to a pool table, any of those kinds of things. Now, hopefully you, the selling agents, know whether those items stay at the time that you list the house. So you can answer that, or you can say, do you like that? Let me see if I can get it for you, and find out how serious they are. If that chandelier could make or break the deal, you want to find out about that. But the thing I want to caution you about is hold off on your enthusiasm. And there's only one real buying signal, and that buying signal is a written offer to purchase the house. That is your only buyer signal. So we all want buyer feedback. Do they like it? Are they going to put an offer in? When they make that offer, that's the real test. We are going to be stepping out for our first break. You're listening to Margaret Rome. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680, and we are all about real estate.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM Baltimore, and worldwide on WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
America? ICareAmerica.org?
Yes, iCare America is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
We gather together in communities across the nation to remember and honor, to celebrate and support, to light the night. Join us as we lift our lanterns high in order to move toward a world free of blood cancers. Join us as we light the night for a loved one. Join us. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Our mission is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma. Our aim is to improve the quality of life of patients and their families. Join us. We are LLS, and when we walk, cancer runs. Join your community and help bring light to the darkness of cancer. Join us as we light the night. Find your local event at lightthenight.org. That's lightthenight.org.
The Rob Carson Show.
Matthew Graves, who's going to be going to jail. These January the 6ers, a lot of them didn't even enter the Capitol building. The judges involved in this over-punishment all need to go to jail and replace the Jan 6 protesters. And for those of you who said that they deserved what they got, you are intellectually and morally bankrupt, and you are the same people who would have shot people trying to escape between the barriers from East Germany to West Germany.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can text me to that. I just got a text with somebody who really appreciated the last minute list of before you go to settlement. So I'm glad I did that. Occasionally, I will ask my sellers to write a letter to the house they're moving from, because so many times you can get a different perspective on the house from the seller's point of view. So I have a seller's, what I call a love letter, that was written about my newest listing, which is at 2007 Thistlewood Road. That is in the park at Mount Washington, 21209. Beautiful colonial. But here's what the homeowners say about this house. It said, we built 2007 Thistlewood Road in 2007. It was easy for us to remember the year our family moved into the new home. My husband and I, our three daughters, aged 5, 5, and 3, dreamed of being able to live in a colonial, in a big, brand new colonial, as opposed to a rancher or in an other or other neighborhood. One of our twins, Lily, is in a wheelchair. Our dreams came true through the kindness. I thought this was really nice to hear about a builder. Through the kindness of the builder, Beezer Homes, they were so helpful in accommodating the house's floor plan to create an elevator shaft with a door that opened right into Lily's bedroom. On the exciting July day when our family moved in, the builder surprised us with a gift of a gorgeous hand-built wheelchair ramp in the garage. The house has been a true dream to live in ever since. 2007 Thistlewood has been perfect to raise a family with the kindest neighbors, some of the best public and private schools in Baltimore. It was a place of happiness, a place of love, with nightly big family meals in our large eat-in kitchen, always with caregivers and friends. One of our favorite house memories was hosting our annual Girl Scouts New Year's Eve party, complete with a 7:30 p.m. countdown, ball drop, and sparkling apple juice toast. Now our daughters, grown, they're 23, 23, and 21, have grown into the sweetest young women and have embarked on their adult lives. Thistlewood 2007 is ready again to welcome a new family with new dreams, to surround themselves with love and warmth and years of happiness and joy. I really felt good reading this letter from the sellers of Thistlewood. Meanwhile, if you want to see this house, it is a 5-bedroom home that is in immaculate move-in condition, 2-car garage, open living room, dining room, kitchen, huge kitchen, granite, appliances, just really, really beautiful. The carpet's been replaced. There's hardwood floors. If you'd like to see this home at 2007 Thistlewood, give me a call. You can reach me after this show at 410-530-2400. If you're working with a real estate agent, contact your real estate agent so we can get them in to see the property. Another really wonderful house that I have, I'm excited, maybe one of my favorite contemporary homes, is located in Green Spring Valley. It is Oh, it's got 5, 6, 7 bedrooms, as many as you want, because it's got double suites. It is in Green Spring Value, very contemporary, in a gated community. It has so many custom design details. It has high ceilings. It's nestled in about 2 acres of wooded forestry. Every single room on the first floor is has access to the decking. That means the primary bedrooms, the living room, the dining room, the sunroom, the kitchen, all have access to that deck, a huge amount of deck. And the family also reminded me, we asked about having animals there, puppies there, and she said the decking is absolutely perfect if you've got a pet, because you don't have to worry about the pet running through the yard, picking up stray animals and ticks and that kind of things. It makes it a lot easier to keep your dog in good shape. And the deck is really that big so that you can use that for the dogs. You can also use it for a giant, more than giant, playpen. Hey, for kids and for adults, just a lot of entertainment can be done on the outside of that house. Gourmet kitchen has custom cabinetry, granite countertops, top of the line appliances. Their dining room can probably seat 24, and you really don't need to leave the first level because you've got bedrooms and bathrooms and everything else on the first floor. However, you've got a full lower level that offers a 6-bedroom and full bath down there and a rec room. And upstairs, you've got a couple of primary suites, great for kids, 2 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms. Sorry, the other way around. 4 bedrooms, 2 bathroom suites up there. Big open area plus huge space if you need a home office. And the bonus, as you've heard me say before, is that this has garage parking for 6 cars. This is a 2-plus-acre forested property in Green Spring Valley. More information, please give me a call. Property is 1805 By Woods, and you can find all of these properties on my real estate site. Just go to margaretrome.com. If you can't remember that and you can remember the address, you can Google any of my addresses, and you will absolutely be able to find any of my properties. So that is a few things that I wanted to tell you about. I have something else I want to tell you about. I have the possibility for someone to build a large estate. Luxury home builders, take note. This is a private estate. There is land, I would say somewhere between 6 to 10 acres, private, that could be gated so you could have your own privacy. Very secluded, very private. Some of the most magnificent views I have seen. It's close to shopping and private schools and easy access to 83 and 695. So if you're thinking about building a custom, your dream home, this is a property that's been family owned for many, many years. On the property are buildings. They probably will need to be removed so that you can make room for your special estate. it'd be so perfect if you had a home offices, if you wanted a tennis barn, if you needed a family compound. If you can imagine it, you could build it there. And just want to let you know that the property and the structures are all sold as is. More information on this, don't hesitate. Give me a call. I'd like to tell you more about it. If you are a home builder, if you are someone who has been thinking about building an estate here in the Baltimore, Maryland area, give me a call. If you want me to show it to your contractors or your builder, it would be my pleasure. We have plans and stuff like that. So, again, give me a call on that. Condos and co-ops. There are people who really want and need to be living in this kind of secure buildings. I have a beautiful penthouse unit on the top floor. Has a skylight, three bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, ninth floor, a couple of pantries, stainless steel appliances. Three bedrooms, two and a half bath. That's a big co-op. And there are walls of windows. There is a huge balcony. And it all overlooks the country club. You can see the golf club from there. Really a beautiful place if you want co-op living. Another one that I have, almost the opposite. It's a studio. One person. It has a balcony. It has parquet floors. It has new appliances in the kitchen. This is for somebody who just needs that one-bedroom studio. Somebody maybe who is travels a lot, just needs a place, doesn't want a hotel room. Again, if you're thinking about this, give me a call. I'd like to share more about that and tell you more about the difference between that and a condo. And speaking of condos, I have a coming soon condo that's going to be a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath, all utilities included, doorman. If you're interested, I should know more about that tomorrow, the next day. So if you're thinking about a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath condo in the Baltimore area, give me a call. I'll give you more information on that. We are about to take a break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400, or right now at 410-922-6680, and we would like to hear any of your comments or questions, or even text me if you want to make a comment. Margaret Rome, we will be back right after the break.
Temperatures will get milder into Monday and Tuesday. In the meantime, to wrap up this weekend, an increase in cloud cover today as the high hits 38 with a light breeze out of east and southeast, and overcast conditions tonight with a low hovering near 33 degrees. Tomorrow with a mix of clouds and sunshine and a light breeze out of the south, the high should hit 56. On Tuesday, plenty of sun with a high of 56. But then cloudy and colder Wednesday, there may be an early mix of snow and sleet and some rain for the afternoon hours with a high in the upper 30s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Thank you, VetTix. Thank you.
Thank you, FirstTix.
Thank you, VetTix and FirstTix.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave, current, and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes and help them re-engage with American life by giving them free, fun experiences and new happy memories that'll last a lifetime. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
The Sean Hannity Show.
One thing I think Republicans need to change are any votes in private. That has to stop. I think we need transparency. And I think every senator should have been willing to go on the record and let their constituents know who they voted for majority leader. It's that simple. Now, I know that Thune has been closely associated with Mitch McConnell, and I hope he will lead differently than Mitch McConnell.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is All About Real Estate. And because it's all about real estate, got another home I want to share with you. It is a 5-bedroom colonial, 3 finished levels. It is in Greengate. It is located at 2322 Sugar Cone Road. Greengate, very, very convenient to the quarry at Greenspring. You can walk across the street to all of the shopping, the grocery stores, the restaurants. Sit around and view the Quarry Lake. Exercise there. It's really such a convenient location. And you have your privacy, but you're so close to all of this activity. This has been beautifully maintained. It has been the latest updates, the roof, the things that are really important. It's got a fenced yard. It's landscaped. It's got a beautiful area for kids to play, dog friendly. If you want a big spa bath, it has that. There are four true bedrooms. Upstairs, there is a living room with a wood-burning fireplace. There is a den or two on the first floor. One could easily be turned into a main floor bedroom if needed. There's a half bath. That could be enlarged. Also, the dining room off the kitchen has a divider that makes a separate den. This was a small family, and I thought it was great use of the space that they created out of this really huge dining room, a second space to use as a den, although you can use it all as a dining room. Kind of hard to explain it. If you look at the photos, you might understand or come visit it. The lower level is complete. It's got sliding glass doors to a beautiful, really beautiful fenced rear yard. It's got a full bath. It's got finished spaces down there, which include, it could be a bedroom, an office, a recreation room, and it's got a large utility and storage space. All of these things all in this two-story Colonial located in Greengate. They have the, as I said, the HVAC, the air conditioning, the driveway have all been newly redone. The windows have been replaced. The attic has 2 feet of blown insulation. These are the kinds of things you don't see in houses. These are the kind of things that people have done to their home. When you look at a property and you just say, oh, this is a five-bedroom home, but you don't hear about the insulation. You don't hear about the new 50-gallon hot water heater. So if you're thinking about a good, sturdy home in the Greengate area across from the quarry off of Green Spring Avenue, just south of Green Spring, exit 22 on the Beltway, give me a call. Again, it's 2322 Sugarcomb Road. That is zip code 21209. The sellers are saying probably some of the best public and private schools around. Questions about this home at 2322 Sugarcone in 21209. Please give me a call, or as I mentioned before, call your real estate agent and have them contact me. Sometimes I get a call, or when I go out to talk to someone about listing their house, they start to tell me how much the homes in the neighborhood have gone for. And sometimes that information is not correct. So when somebody says, well, that's how much my neighbor got for the house, make sure you've got somebody checking on that so you know whether that's for real. We hear about houses that sell for certain amounts, and sometimes, as I said, it's not correct. This is true when on a listing appointment and the owner tells me that the house down the street sold for X amount, and then they proceed to tell you how much their home is worth. After all, they say, you know, it's got the heavy-duty nails, little humor going in there. And what you hear is not always correct. If you want to know what a house sold for in your neighborhood, give me a call. I can check what it originally started for, what it actually sold for, how long it took to sell. This is on public records. But the one thing that you can't see is maybe it shows a selling price, but you don't see what the seller concessions are. Maybe the seller has given $20,000 in closing costs. Well, that reduces the sale of the house by that amount. So if you want to know what a home, it doesn't even have to be in your neighbor. You want to find out what anybody's home for. Public information. I see that we have a caller on the line. I think, are we ready for Jamie? Not quite. Should we go to break first, or should we take Jamie? Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and take a caller. Jamie, you're listening to All About Real Estate. Margaret Rome, you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cove Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Just a reminder, compromise is defined as an agreement that is reached by making concessions. That said, conservatives will always lose when compromising with liberals. Examples of this are clear in the fields of religion and politics. Any Bible-believing Christian who compromises on any of the fundamental tenets of our faith is falling away from the truth and joining other apostates under the big tent of ecumenism. When a true believer joins forces with a non-believer, the non-believer doesn't lose anything. But the true Christian has just watered down his faith. It's the same in the political world. Liberals don't lose anything when conservatives compromise in an effort to be bipartisan. Democrats remain liberal while Republicans become rhinos. In fact, anything to the left of the Constitution is a compromise to the liberty and freedoms granted to us here in America by our Creator. Compromise is a losing endeavor. At risk politically is our nation. At risk spiritually is your eternal salvation. Neither is a risk I'm willing to take. This is Pastor David Lewis with today's moment of truth.
These are more than just the sounds of a safe place to go after school. These are the sounds of interest being ignited and of mentors making an impact. At Boys and Girls Clubs, we don't do just one thing. We do whatever it takes to meet the needs of every kid who comes through those doors. Because whatever it takes is what it takes to build great futures. Great futures start here.
Hours every day for the most important local and national news, issues, and topics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Morning Drive. And check back frequently so you don't miss a thing on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Good afternoon, Jamie. How can we help you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Margaret. So if I was to have you list the house, when you're basing it on the square footage, is it the rough square footage or is it the livable square footage? Because we had a house we sold, and we found out later that they increased the square footage, and the house wasn't changed. So how's that game played? Does it have to be the basement that's pretty much clubbed out, but then there's extra area that we know it's not livable, but do we add that? Does it work for you?
Okay. That's a really good question, because sometimes you'll see a house and it'll say they're 5,000 square feet. Well, it may be a four-level house, and 15 or 2,000 square feet is an unfinished basement. That's something that needs to be checked out. And when the appraisal is done, if you have an appraisal, you will find that many of your tax records will show the square footage. They will show how much is above grade, how much is below grade, how much is finished below grade, how much is unfinished below grade. And I think we have to be careful that we don't say that a house is, you know, 6,000 square feet, and we also are including every single space in there, including closets and unused basements and garages and that kind of thing. You're asking, how do you find out that livable square footage? And one of the things that I do when I list a house is I also do a floor plan for you. So that way you can see what space is finished, what space is not finished, what space is, you know, just not livable. It's just for storage. And I think that's the best answer that I can give you. Are you thinking about selling your home?
I was just looking at it, and I pretty much did the basement, but there's areas where we know that it's not livable, but it was, we redid the foundation, waterproofed it. You know, it could be used for storage, but it's not like there's heat up in that area. There's just little crawl spaces and stuff.
Okay. So, again, I think if you were listing that house, you would make note of that. Check the extra storage space, and you could see that on the floor plans.
Perfect.
Check the finish space. You know, we have a club room down there, and it's also got a bedroom and a bathroom. There's a window down there, or there's not a window down there. If there's not a window down there, you can't really call it a bedroom. So you have to be careful how you're describing the home. And I have to tell you that many times when you're reading the descriptions of real estate ads, they're not always 100% correct.
That's right.
And you have to do your due diligence. You also should not buy a home. I remember one time many years ago, someone purchased a home, and they had a very expensive oriental rug. And when they got to the house, the room was not big enough for the rug. They had measured.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had measured. They hadn't measured. They had taken the measurements off the listing. But somebody had measured. And when they went to put this carpet down, it wasn't usable for them. So don't, you know, I'm trying to really make a point here. If the square footage is really important for you, if you need to fit certain things in a space, measure it. Have your agent measure it, or measure it yourself. It's real easy to carry a measure, electronic measure around, and find out that. And that way, you're not misleading anybody. And buyers especially, make sure you're checking that. Sellers, they don't have any say over what goes into those tax records and what those square footages say. So I would suggest double checking that. But I appreciate that question. That is a good question, because so many times you'll see, oh, it's a 2,000 square foot. Well, maybe all 2,000 square feet is on one level. It's a rancher. That's a nice size house. What if it's a 2,000 square feet and it's three levels? Okay, it makes a whole lot of difference. You can't just go by square footage. I don't think you can go by how much per square foot you're paying. I think you really need a real estate agent to help you assess the square footage to get it pretty close to what you're wanting to sell. If you've got any other questions, you're welcome to call me after the show, 410-530-2400. Did you have any other questions? I think he's... Okay, so you have been listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after this show at 410-530-2400.